Well, I suppose you're trying to work hard all the time, Miles, to be honest with you. It's not easy, you know. We're only, as I say, in the first couple of rungs of the ladder at this stage of the game in relation to the overall team's development, and you're working on things all the time and you're trying to make things better. And, you know, the next day we go out, you know, it could be 7 points all, you know, just because you rack up 218, you know, in Celtic Park away from home means that's going to, you know, extrapolate out every other game you play in. You know, every game's different, oppositions are different. Some teams set themselves up defensively, other teams are very expansive and open and play that type of brand of football. So you have to deal with that, and you have to deal with, you suppose, trying to match your players up against them teams, and that shapes the scoreline a lot of the time, you know. But you know, we definitely will look at that as a positive, and I suppose look at it closely and see is there areas where we can replicate that, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know, you always kind of set targets and you have milestones along the way. You know, how is Donegal doing relative to your big plan?
Well, I suppose the targets for the National League was to, I suppose, try and look at players that we would feel that potentially could have an impact on Championship football, and in doing that, try and pick up enough points to stay in the division. And we've probably secured that now at this stage of the game. Mm-hmm. And you know, we've two games left, and I suppose if we won both games, we'll definitely be promoted. If we won one game, we've got a chance of being promoted. So nothing really will change in between. You know, we're still looking for players, and there's some players, I suppose, in the squad that haven't got a chance as well. There's a few in Dublin, and they're not able to train midweek, and that sort of impacts on them and things like that. So we'll look at all that, and there's a few other lads that would have been out long term with injuries, and a few lads like Leo and Christopher Moore and stuff that would have picked up injuries that led to operations and stuff, and hopefully, you know, in the short to medium term, that them players can sort of come back into the squad as well. So when that happens, they'll have to be looked at as well, and how they fit in and stuff, you know. And so all that's in the mix at the minute, Miles, and I suppose it's just trying to work through that and trying to get to a point where, you know, you've got maybe, you know, 20, 24, 25, 26 players that, you know, in your mind that, you know, can kind of do a job and for Donegal on a particular day. And I suppose, you know, some of our players have shown that, particularly at the back, that they're very flexible, and you know, they're playing a lot of positions. You know, already, like Kevin Cassidy played full back last night, wing back, and playing the centre. He played midfield last year for John Joe and stuff. So you kind of need that now, because all the opposition teams are mixing and matching and tactically switching every 10, 15 minutes, and you have to try and respond to that. And if you're not flexible, you can't respond to that. So finding players that are flexible as well and can play in different positions, I suppose, is important for the modern day footballer as well. And all that has to be looked at when you're trying to piece the thing together. Mm-hmm.